ready.
Man, this whole society got our women looking at themselves crazy, man. Can you imagine if a dude was walking around telling him he didn't want to wear a pair of khakis because it made his dick look big, man?
For real talk.
You ain't ready for the relationship your grandmother and granddaddy had. You ready to leave your dude if he don't text you back fast enough.
All the time.
And see, that's what's so crazy to me, right? Because you can be against police brutality and not want cops to die. The two ideas ain't mutually exclusive.
Welcome to the Span Report with your host, Mr. Span.
Get this started, baby.
When I came home last night, you wouldn't make love to me. You went fast asleep. You wouldn't even talk to me. You say I'm so crazy. Coming home intoxicated. I say I just wanna love you.
I just wanna love you, baby.
Guess that's why I'm so elated. Come on, girl. Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me.
Give it to me, baby.
Give it to me.
That stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Give it to me.
Give me that stuff, that funk, that sweet, that funky stuff.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give me the funk, that sweet, funky stuff.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Span Report Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Span. This is episode number 137 of the report. This is the last episode of 2016, and we're rocking out to some Rick James, man. Yes, indeed, man. Yes, indeed. Once again, this is episode number 137 of the report. I'm your man, Mr. Span. Glad to be here with y'all, man. It's been a couple weeks, man. It damn near was almost like not going to be a show. Real talk, but I didn't want to go out for the year and not say anything to anybody, man. So not only that, some stuff kind of happened over the course of the last 2 weeks, and I want to talk about it, man. So, yeah, man, this is the last episode of 2016, man. Very, very productive year for the Span Report podcast is concerned. But it's probably like the most episodes I've ever put out in 1 year for the show, man. And I hope to grow that going forward into 2016 and all of that, man. But before we get into, you know, my goals for next year and some of the shit that had happened over the last couple weeks and all of that other stuff, I gotta let you guys know how to get in touch with me here, man, so you can let your voice be heard here as well, man. So go ahead and hit me up on that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. 888-488-0485. Leave me those voicemail messages. I'll play them on the show and respond to you right here on the show as well. You can also email me at feedback@thespanreport.com. That's feedback@thespanreport.com. Leave me those emails. Of course, I'll reply to those emails live right here on the show as well. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. My name on both of those platforms is Mr_Span. So go ahead and follow me there. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. Subscribe to the show on YouTube. You can catch these shows live. You can participate in the chat room. All of that, man. Go to YouTube. Subscribe to The Span Report. I'm there. You can be on the show. You can watch the show. All of that is happening over on YouTube, man. So go ahead and search either Span TV or The Span Report, and I should come up. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button and make your mans happy, right? And for all of your Span Report needs, man, go to www.thespanreport.com, man. All of the podcasts are available there. The video clips I use for the show are available there. Everything, man. You can vote in the polls. You can leave your comments there. All of that stuff, man, is available at www.thespanreport.com, man. So, yeah, man, it's, we're trying to get it moving. We are definitely trying to get it moving over the course of this next year, man. I had some big plans for 2016. Some of them, of which did not necessarily pan out in the way in which I hoped that they would, right? Excuse me. Excuse me. One of those things was I wanted to have like a show with me and my wife, right? And that may come into fruition at a later date, but I wanted to have a show with me and my wife, man. And I'm still trying to coax her, man. Like, she's not necessarily like a public person, you know, in the way that I am. She's much more private. She's much more reserved in a way that I am not. I am the social butterfly, I guess you could say, in this relationship, right? So I had some ideas for something that I wanted to do with her, but we already paid for like names and everything, and that could come sometime in the future, but right now we've had to kind of put that on hold, right? So that was one of the things on 2016 that I kind of wanted to do, and we were not able to bring to you guys, unfortunately. That was one of the goals that I had set. We were not able to bring to you guys. But I do know going forward into 2017, what I do want to do is I want to make the Span Report something more than just the weekly podcast, right? So maybe incorporating more videos of things happening throughout the week on the Span TV YouTube channel, or on this the Span Report YouTube channel, and including those on the website. Maybe even doing more than one episode a week on the Span Report. The hard part about that is that, yo, this is a pretty much a one-man operation when it comes to the Span Report, when it comes to the website, when it comes to the podcast and all the technical stuff. Everything is pretty much running through me. And with work and with life, sometimes, you know, the podcast, as much as I want to put more into it, sometimes those things take precedent over this. So, you know, I do have goals as far as like, you know, putting more content out and I'm stuttering, putting more content out and putting quality content out in a more consistent and more voluminous basis, right? So yeah, I do have that goal, and hopefully for 2017 we can do that. I also want to do something else, and that's have more guests on the show. Yeah, I know you guys come here, you know, those of you who've been listening to the show and you like listening to the show, yeah, you do come here to listen to me, but I also want to have some other voices other than myself on this show, right? And to have them more frequently, you know, every now and again I'm able to get, you know, friend of the podcast, Rod and Karen from the Blackout Tips on. I've had Brandon from Where's My 40 Acres on, but I haven't had, you know, the rest of the crew from Where's My 40 Acres. I've had Gil Laurie over from the Onyx Truth on. I've had Mr. Gates over from the Haterazzi Radio show on. I want to expand that. I want to expand that to voices that you guys may not necessarily be privy to, and some that you are privy to, and we can all sit back, we can enjoy the conversation, we can have a good time, and above all, man, just enjoy these conversations, man, real talk. So I do want to do that going forward in 2017, man. I have big hopes for 2017, man, real talk, and we're going to get that ball rolling, real talk, man. And I appreciate y'all indulging me in this little moment where I'm like, yo, I'm going to lay out all my goals for 2017, son. Like, I'm laying all this shit down. I'm laying it all out, right? So I appreciate y'all indulging me in this moment right now. But, yeah, man, let's see. Christmas has come and gone. and folks have started putting away their Christmas trees. You know, the Black Friday sales, the mobs at the mall have kind of subsided, man. We've got that calm after the storm and all of that other shit going on, man. And, you know, one of the things I kind of noticed, man, over the course of the Christmas holiday, man, outside of the people who really do have a problem with Santa Claus, man. And I've said this for years. At this point, it's kind of redundant. But, yeah, man, I'm a little perturbed with you niggas who, insist on telling your kids ain't no Santa Claus because you want credit for all of the shit that you bought for them over the course of the year, right? Now, I said this on Facebook. And niggas got in their feelings, right? Oh, man, it's so much wrong with what you're saying right now. It's so much wrong. You know, Christmas isn't even a Christian holiday. It's a pagan holiday. And Santa Claus has nothing to do with what the reason for the season and all this other shit, right? And the only point that I was making was that when I was growing up, and for a lot of kids growing up, the story of Santa Claus, the fantasy of Santa Claus coming and bringing you gifts for being a good kid, helped, you know, it was part of the fun of the holiday. It was part of the fun of the season for the kids, man. At least for me and for a lot of people that I know who grew up believing in Santa Claus. Like, yo, it was a fun time. So, like, yo, man, like, Santa Claus came and, like, we used to go to bed early and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, man, go to bed early. Santa Claus be here sooner. Right? This is the logic I was working with as a kid, man. I'm 8, 9 years old, like, going to bed at, 9 o'clock on Christmas Eve. So I can make sure that I got up early enough once Santa Claus came in and did his thing, right? And so when it comes to, listening to all these parents, man, talk about how they don't want to give this white man credit or no white man credit for all this shit that they done bought. At the end of the day, man, I think it's one of those things where your kids are going to know after a while that Santa Claus isn't real and it was you buying this shit. And, it kind of speaks to a bit of the attitude about parenting now that I really do kind of hate. And it's all about parents seeking some sort of validation, right? There's a lot of parents out here seeking validation. Sometimes they're seeking the validation from their kids. Sometimes they're seeking the validation from people they don't even fucking know. And I'm gonna talk about that in a minute. But yeah, man, it's like you want this validation from your kids when at the end of the day, the validation that you should probably be going for is just to see the smile on your kids' faces when they do see the shit that you got for them. Yeah, you know you ain't Santa, you know that you bought it, and they may not necessarily know if you're telling your kids Santa Claus bought it, but you know that you bought it. And at the end of the day, that should be what it's about. It should be about your kids enjoying the holiday. And if telling them a little white lie about a fat old jolly white man coming to their house and bringing them gifts for being a good kid, then by all means, man, I have no problems with it. All you motherfuckers who just like, you know, well, I don't believe in this holiday. I'm not talking about y'all. All of y'all are just like, well, you know, we believe in the real reason for Christmas and all that. Like, yeah, I ain't talking about y'all. All of y'all who I ain't like, I get it. But y'all be so, ready to, just jump in folks' mentions when y'all feel like y'all being attacked. It's like, yo, man, I had a specific group of people that I was speaking to, and that is the ones who want to tell their kids that ain't no Santa Claus specifically because they want credit for buying all this shit for their kids, right? So there's that. Now, I was talking about validation when it comes to parenting right now, and especially when it comes to Christmas and all of this other stuff. And one of the things, man, that I was thinking about, man, I started seeing these videos, man, and pictures of parents, not buying their kids shit or not giving their kids shit, canceling Christmas, right? Folks were canceling Christmas on their kids. And one of the things that I thought was interesting about that is, okay, look. I am not one of those people who will tell you not to discipline your kids. I am also not one of those people to tell you yo, you should buy your kids gifts despite whatever the fuck bullshit they may be involved in or be doing, or are doing that could lead you to the point where I'm going to cancel Christmas, right? But what I am against is the public sort of scolding and humiliation that you parents are doing to your children for the eyes and the gaze of folks who don't know y'all and don't give a fuck about y'all. I do have a problem with that. And so, like, I was seeing videos and pictures of, you know, people talking about, yeah, this little motherfucker brought home a report card with D's and F's. He ain't getting shit. And the kid is standing there while everybody else is, like, opening presents and shit. And he's bawling. Or, you know, a kid opening up a gift thinking he's got, like, a PlayStation or whatever. And it's nothing in the box. And he's storming off because, like, yeah, you ain't get your grades right. You did X, Y, and Z in school. And he's fucked. Like, he walks away. Like, y'all need to stop doing this shit to y'all kids, man. Like, stop trying to discipline y'all kids for the public. Like, that shit is, to me, is kind of almost as bad as you niggas who be whooping y'all kids' ass and recording it and then putting it on Facebook and then get mad when folks have something to say about it. It's pretty much the same damn thing with me on this. It's like, yeah, you discipline your kid. You didn't buy him shit for Christmas, or you probably did, and you just withheld it from him for a certain amount of time. But then you want to videotape and humiliate your kid for the sake of some people who don't really fuck with y'all. These people don't know y'all. They don't care nothing about y'all. They're just looking at your kid and laughing. That's what's happening. You got a bunch of strangers looking at your kid and laughing. What I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Like, some of them kids look like they snapped. Right, some of them kids look like they snapped right at that moment, and it was at this moment where that kid decided that your ass was going into a fucking home. They was like, yo, when I get older, I'm putting this motherfucker in the worst nursing home in the city, like the one where they all got bed sores, where they don't change diapers, they don't change shit. You gonna have a raw ass and raw skin fucking with me on Christmas and putting me out there like that, man. I'm telling y'all, some of y'all better do right by y'all kids, man. Because in the end, when y'all get older and y'all can't really do for yourself as much as you're doing now, guess what? Your kids are going to be the ones to take care of you. They're going to be the ones who make decisions for you. And you're going to be in a fucking nursing home because you decided, for the sake of Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat and Instagram and everything else, if you wanted to discipline your kid for everybody, you're like, yeah, I got something for you, motherfucker. They gonna put y'all asses in some goddamn homes, man. So, yeah, man, stop doing that shit. Stop doing that shit. Stop canceling Christmas for your kids for the sake of everybody else. Stop doing that. It's tacky. It's tacky, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. So, that happened. Another thing happened, and I'm kicking myself right now because I've been, like, scrambling around all day. But another thing happened, and I don't have the video, right? But this is live, man. Wait, what are we doing? What are we doing here, Span? You could pull this up. But Trey Songz had a concert here in Detroit, right? And Trey Songz was hold on. Let me pull this up real quick while I'm speaking to you guys. Detroit arrest. Yeah, Trey Songz was he was performing in Detroit yesterday. And he was told that his set was running long. So while his set was, he was being told that he had to pretty much shut it down, right? He had to shut down his set, man. And the nigga lost it. Like, he just straight up, like, started, like, tearing shit down off the stage, man. Like, knocking over speakers, knocking over the set. He hit it like a police officer. Police officer hit, like, a concussion or whatever, man. And let me tell you something, man. Like, that dude has got, like, some loyal to a fault fucking fans, because lo and behold, I'll be damned, and I wish I had this video up right now. Yo, he had fans waiting on his ass once he got released from jail, dog. Straight up. Once he got released, man, they let his, like, he had, like, a gaggle of fans, man, just waiting for him, waiting to take pictures, waiting to hug him, waiting to kiss him. Like, yo, man, like, let this be known, man. Sisters are some of the most loyal people on earth, man. They always got our back, which is why I kind of push back on some of the bullshit that I hear a lot of niggas talking, man, when it comes to, you know, when it comes to the sisters, period. I'm a little protective. They are some of the most protective and loyal people on earth, bro. Like, and they couldn't wait to see this brother when he got out of jail, man. Nappy hair and all, right? And I get it. You know, like, it's part of the fandom. And this is one thing about fandom. This is one thing about fandom that I've never quite I've never quite been really able to grasp, because I don't think I've ever really felt fandom in that way for anybody. And it's got to be kind of dope, right? to be like, you know, you meet somebody and you be like, oh my God, it's you. It's you. And at one point in time in my life, I think maybe like when I'm maybe 13 or 14, maybe Michael Jordan, I might have felt that way about like, yo, it's fucking you, dog. It's you. Right? But I've never really quite felt that way about anybody to the point that, like, say, a Trey Songz fan or, like, any of these pop stars, man, like, they're fans. They're so fucking loyal. They love these people so much, man. It was funny to me when I saw it, but at the same time, it's admirable to have fans so loyal to, like, they don't give a fuck what they talking about. Like, yeah, he hit somebody in the head. Yeah, fuck that. He was trying to give us a show, man. Fuck that. I ain't trying to hear nothing about no police officer getting no damn concussion. Fuck that. He was giving a damn good show. Right? So that was going on, man. Trey Songz here in Detroit, injured a police officer, got arrested, had fans waiting on him when he got out of jail, man. Ain't life grand, man. It's an interesting time to be alive, man. That shit happened. Now, another thing kind of happened too, man, that was a little bit interesting, and I know a lot of cats probably had their feelings hurt on this one, right? And wait a minute, is this shit playing again? No, I don't want to play that no more. Stop that. Okay. Yeah, but I know a lot of fans had their feelings hurt, right? Serena Williams got engaged today. And a lot of dudes is mad because it wasn't with a brother. I didn't do it. And some of y'all need to like kind of pump y'all brakes, right? So, yeah, man. Serena Williams, she got engaged to, what's my man's name? Alexis Ohanian. Ohanian? Something like that. And he is the co-founder of Reddit, right? And they've been dating for a little bit over a year, man. And, you know, it's been interesting, you know, kind of watching some of the reaction that folks have had about Serena Williams being engaged to a white man, right? A lot of brothers are kind of pissed, although some of them are like, I'll say this. There's a lot of Hotep and Hotep adjacent niggas that are pissed. A lot of people who are decent motherfuckers don't care that she's engaged to a white man. They're just happy that she's happy, right? And so, you know, it's interesting, man, because, you know, I've been seeing a lot of, like a lot of people taking shots at, like, I've seen some shots taken at the brothers. Like, you know, like, you know, she was involved with Common and she was involved with Drake and stuff like that. And, but none of them dudes actually stepped up to the plate and said, yo, I want to make this a forever kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't really do that. Like, yeah, they made, like, Drake, especially Drake and Common. They went back and forth with each other in one of the softest rap beeps ever in life. But none of them really, like, kind of stepped up and said, yo, I want to make this a forever thing. And, yo, like, how can you be mad that the one dude that she got with who felt like, yo, I know what I got and I know what I want. And hey, I want to put a ring on it. And he did. Right. So, yeah, I've seen some brothers be a little bit upset about it because he's a white dude. And of course, like I said, a lot of them niggas is like Hotep or Hotep adjacent. But for the most part, man, there's a lot of people who don't care about that shit, man. Like, yo, she's happy. Like, let that woman be happy. Yeah, and truth be told, a lot of y'all niggas is just mad, even though y'all never really had a shot to begin with. But a lot of y'all just mad because y'all fantasy has kind of, like, been taken away from you, right? Like, you will never be able to, or better yet, when you think of her, now you're thinking about this white man and him smashing her cakes, right? That's what y'all thinking. That's what y'all thinking. And it's fucked y'all fantasy up. It's fucked y'all fantasy up. But yeah, man, kudos to Serena Williams, man. She got with a dude who was serious about her and he made it official. He wants to make it official. And yo, that it is what it is, man. So shout out to the Hotep adjacent niggas. Shout out to the Hoteps for taking this L, because I know y'all mad. I know y'all are mad. Now, another thing, man. Hold on. Let me take a swig. Hold on. Now, another thing, man, that has been happening over the course of this year, right, is 2016. 2016 has become its own thing. Like, 2016 has become its own living, breathing entity, right? And I say that because, like, we've had a few, quite a few, like, high-profile celebrity deaths happen over the course of the year. And, you know, one of the things I was kind of thinking about was whether or not, because of social media and the access that we have to these celebrities and the access that we have to the this sort of information that we do for these celebrities, I was kind of wondering, like, has it made it seem as though more celebrities are dying than they do typically, right? Like, are we seeing an uptick over, like, say, for instance, 2015 or 2014 or 2013 or what have you? Are we seeing more of them dying? Or is it just that we got access to so much information now that we are, you know, kind of made privy to, like, yeah, such and such passed away? Like, just take, for instance, recently, Ricky Harris died, right? The guy was, like, it was like DJ Easy Dick from like the old Snoop Dogg albums. I know he was also in that movie This Christmas. I know he was also he also did like a lot of work with, you know, like Death Row and stuff like that. He was a stand-up comedian and whatnot. He died, but truth be told, I didn't really know a whole lot about the dude, right? But because of social media, I was made aware that, yo, like, Ricky Harris died and people were fucked up about it. Who else died? Like, Carrie Fisher died. She had suffered a heart attack over the, I don't want to say over the Christmas holiday, but around, you know, like, she was coming back from London and she suffered a heart attack on her way home. And, like, she had been in the hospital for a few days until she's finally succumbed to her condition. And yeah, this woman was in Star Wars. This woman was in the Blues Brothers. She was in a lot of different films, man. And yeah, she passed away. And then unfortunately, like, her mother passed away a day later. And you started seeing, like, one of the things that I was noticing was that, like, not only do I feel like we have so much more information, you know, concerning, like, the celebrities and stuff, but there's a lot of these folks who had, like, followings that I wasn't really privy to, that I really didn't know. It's sort of like when David Bowie died. Like, yeah, I was aware of David Bowie, but not so much to where I had, like, an attachment to him. And so, when he died, I mean, yeah, I got it where, like, yeah, he was a big star and people were attached to him, but, like, I didn't have that attachment to him, you know, in the way that a lot of folks did. And some of these stars, I was, like, kind of taken aback because I wasn't aware that there was, like, so much of an attachment to some of these people. Like, say, for instance, Zsa Zsa Gabor, right? Now, here's the thing, man. Like, I am trying so hard. I'm like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I am not. But I was like, yo, man, y'all was really paying attention. Y'all was checking for Zsa Zsa like that? You know, and truth be told, Zsa Zsa, like, was, like, 97 years old, so it wasn't like they gonna be playing Gone Too Soon at the funeral and whatnot. But I was like, yo, like, Zsa Zsa going to be like, oh, my God, 2016, oh, my God, can it be over already? It was like, yo, like, I really think that with the amount of access and information that we have on these people now, that it kind of exaggerates the rate of these celebrities dying, because I just feel like, yo, is not really all that much different from any other year, right? Yeah, we lost a couple big ones, like, we lost Prince and we lost David Bowie, but hell, we lost B.B. King just last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've lost Michael Jackson, we've lost Whitney Houston, like, we've lost a lot of different stars over the course of the last few years. Some of them for health reasons, some of them for drug use, some of them for just being old. But I think we got, like, this sense of, like, we're losing so many at such a high rate because of the information that we have. And now it's like we're looking for it. We're almost looking for it. Like, man, shit, 2016, better hurry up and get the hell on up out of here, man. I can't take this shit no more. I can't do it, man. Like, they keep taking people away from us, man. It's some bullshit, right? And I'm just like, you know, I'm trying not to be a dick, but at the same time, like, yo, man, people die every day, man. Unfortunately, stars do too. Stars do too, man. And I'm not trying to, like, you know, I'm really not trying to say, like, some of y'all are insincere, but some of it was like, really? Like, that was okay. Like, okay, I didn't know that you had that kind of connection right there. Okay, my bad. You know what I'm saying? And I'm really not, I swear to God, I'm trying not to be a dick about it, but that's kind of it, like the whole like 2016, you know, we got to hurry up and get out of 2016 because so many stars is dying. And yeah, I get it. Some of y'all are saying it's a joke, but is it really a joke? Right? Don't be the one to kill the joke. Like, is it really a joke? Some of y'all are really upset over these stars dying, man. So yeah, man. Yeah, it's been a rough year, truth be told. It's definitely been a rough year. But when it came to the celebrity death thing, man, I really do believe that a lot of this is stemming from, yeah, we got access to these stars that we really didn't have before. And we are going to be kind of privy to a lot of these deaths. I think it's going to kind of subside once we see how common this is because of the access and because of the information that we have access to now, right? So, yeah, that happened. But. Let me tell y'all something, man. We came across some gold. We have come across some gold over the course of this week, right? As a matter of fact, both of these brothers should be in Detroit right now debating. But we've come across some gold, man. And that gold is the Hotep Civil War. Yes, indeed. Yes, and motherfucking D. Now, now, y'all know, I've been talking and talking over the course of the last 3-4 years about some of the actions of some of these Hotep niggas, right? And like, I've been critical of people like Tariq Nasheed, who blocked me recently on Twitter, by the way. I wasn't even really following that nigga on Twitter, but he blocked me. I thought that was interesting. But but like people like Tariq Nasheed, Umar Johnson, you know, Yada, hell, even Dr. Boyce Watkins. Some of these niggas have some of the most ass backwards takes on life, on society, on black society, on common sense and logic, the most backward sense of it, right? And some of them have exposed themselves as hustlers, so to speak. And one of the biggest things that I talk about, especially when it comes to like the Hidden Colors series, when it comes to Umar Johnson, is that I feel like they are hustling the people in much the same way that they claim that the church is. And truth be told, a lot of churches are hustling, but these niggas are also hustlers, right? So when you watch a Hidden Colors film, you're being educated on black history from some dude who actually was not even 2 years ago telling you how to mack a woman down, right? Telling you how to be with two women at the same time, actively advertising Mr. Lucario. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to teach you how to have sex with beautiful women, right? Actually advertising that kind of shit. So you go from advertising that to, yeah, I'm going to teach the people the history. And I got people like Dr. Francis Cresswellson, and I got Dr. Umar Johnson, and I got, you know, all of these people like falling in line and being in my documentary, and then I'm gonna sell this to the masses and all of this stuff, right? And I'm gonna go on lectures, and I'm gonna charge motherfuckers a shit ton of money to come see me speak and all of this stuff, right? Then you got Dr. Umar Johnson, whom I've been critical of when it comes to talking about, you know, fathers, you know, black fathers in the home or the special education and schools and stuff like that. And truth be told, there are criticisms to be made on that. But a lot of it, when it concerned him, was around his own personal feelings about it, not so much a clinical diagnosis. And so he was kind of able to meld his supposed credentials as a psychologist to give some credence to some of the bullshit that he was out here spewing, right? So, yeah. Umar Johnson got into an online spat, a back and forth with Sara Sutansetti, the Detroit native, Sara Sutansetti. Now, I've seen some Setti videos, man, over the years, man. Honestly, I look at them sometimes. It's funny. it's entertaining just to see like how their brother articulates the passion that he articulates the shit with. To me, some of it is just like, even though most of the shit that I'm hearing is bullshit, some of it is just, it like, to me, it's like, it's funny. It's funny. And like, both of these cats are getting into a beef because they both feel like they run the Black Consciousness Movement, right? They both run the Black Consciousness Movement. And it kind of made me think, man, when I first got wind of this shit here, nigga, when I first got wind of this shit here, let me tell you, I was sitting up here like, hold on, let me show y'all. This it sounded so similar to this. Hold on, let me pull this up. Let me pull this. It sounded similar to this. Check this out.
Word friend?
I do know that word
friend.
I do know that word friend. So you've been a good friend to me? Y'all all funny.
You know why?
I'm none of y'all right
now.
Why?
It's cool.
None of y'all.
You ain't in the creep squad no more. You ain't in the creep squad.
I ain't in the creep squad no more. I started the creep squad.
That's right. And wait, you ain't in the squad no more.
Creep squad no more.
Back up. Back up.
You're not touching him. You're not touching him.
You kicking me out of the creep squad? You can't kick me out of a club that I created. Self has never been and will never be a part of the creep squad. And after this, we'll never be boys again either.
Chill out.
Back up. Back up.
It's me.
Back up.
You X'd out. I'm the new leader of the Creep Squad. I'm the new leader.
All right. It sounded like some DJ Self, Cisco, I'm the new leader of the Creep Squad shit, right? So here's what we're going to do tonight, man. This is why I said get your drinks. This is why I said bring a sense of humor. Because we're going to kind of like go through some of this. Now, I got this, like the original Dr. Umar rant was like 45 fucking minutes long, man. We are not about to sit down and watch Umar rant and then go back and watch Sarai Sutumseti. But there was a YouTuber, man. I want to shout this brother out. He actually came up with like a synopsis, or better yet, he mixed these two motherfuckers together and they going back and forth on his video. So we're going to go with this video and we just going to like kind of critique and laugh, poke fun at the foolishness that's going on between both of these niggas who claim that they are leaders of people, leaders of men when it comes to the betterment and empowerment of Black people. Two of these niggas who claim to be leaders of men for the betterment of the empowerment of Black people. Now, you see, I repeated myself that time. That's something that's going to happen repeatedly on here, man, because here's what I'm about to do. Here's what I'm about to do. And before I even get this started, I want to tell y'all something, man. Watching this shit kind of put me onto a couple different things. One, them niggas got titles. I want a title. So if they can give themselves a title, like Sarai Sutumseti gave himself the general. So Sarai Sutumseti is the general, and Umar Johnson gets to call himself the Prince of Pan-Africanism. Your man Span is going with this. Imperial Grand Master of Common Sense, Logic, and Redundancy. What? Imperial Grand Master of Logic, Common Sense, and Redundancy, son. I'm giving myself that, right? And another thing too, what your man Span found out was that when you a leader amongst men in the Black Consciousness Movement, that you can then start referring to yourself in the third person. So what your man Span is gonna do is start saying things about himself in the third person. So what Span is gonna do is start this video and we gonna clown on these other motherfuckers with your man Span. How about that? How about that? So this is what we gonna do. We gonna get this video started and because I was actually watching this shit earlier. But we gonna get this shit started. Hold on. Cause all this is greatness, man. This is fucking greatness. And I know my man kinda had like some speaking parts in this video, and like I'm using his video and I'm gonna shout him out when I'm done, but I don't really want his speaking parts, right? So we gonna go ahead with this here, man. Here we go.
King era, one of our greatest weaknesses since Dr. King was taken from us, murdered, assassinated on April the 4th, 1968. Is that we have not had.
Let me switch this over so y'all can see this too.
Sustained, protracted, comprehensive movement for Black elevation. I repeat, since Dr. King's assassination, which will be 50 years in 2 years. Almost 50 years, and black leadership has not given us a sustained, protracted, comprehensive, mass directed program for black political economic empowerment and self-determination.
Hey, bro, you've been raising money for quite a long time. You ain't gave us none of that shit neither, but continue.
So Dr. Umar Johnson in 2017 is going to be intensifying the Team Pan-African program. In 2017, I'm going to be electrifying the international movement for the independence and protection of African people. For those brothers and sisters who are serious about the Pan-Africanist movement, you will get your chance. We're building a security team as we speak. I want to thank all the brothers and sisters who've been sending me emails who want to be down with the Dr. Umar Johnson African Guards of Garvey Team Pan-African IMIPAP security team. We
work. That's a long ass fucking name, son. You ain't got like no acronym. Can you shorten that shit up for a nigga? Come on, bro. Come on.
Working on that. My brothers and sisters who went to film, my brothers and sisters who are into the media, we about to straight take over the whole conscious documentary film producing movement. We about to sack that shit.
So you taking over Tariq shit? Cause that's, you about the only one doing that bullshit.
Taking that over. Nothing but positive consciousness programming in 2017. That's why you made me the prince of Pan-Africanism. That's why I took over this conscious shit by the fucking throat. And don't worry, when I'm done talking about the Parent Association, I'ma deal with Papa Smurf. I'ma deal with that little dirty nigga. I heard you albino. I'ma handle your ass tonight, pussy. You ain't getting away with that shit. You should have never came for me, nigga. I never fuck with your little dirty broke ass anyway. Still living in your fucking mama house. What type of grown ass nigga going on 50 still living in his mama house, nigga? Look at my face when you talking to me.
Hold up. Nigga, you looking through Skype. He can't see you. He can't see you. You looking at yourself, dog. You looking at yourself.
This ain't no WWF, nigga. Who the fuck is you, the conscious Hulk Hogan? You the conscious Hulk Hogan? Papa Smurf?
Yo, this is getting out of hand, man.
Okay, hold up. I said my man had, we don't need that. But
rap game was like the crack game, right? It's a lot of name calling.
Okay.
Fuck is you? Randy, Macho Man, Seti Savage? You's a fucking nut, nigga. You's a fucking nut. What platform you got? What platform you got, nigga? You's a dirty nigga. Sonetta built your nut ass. Now you want it with the prince, nigga? You the general? Well, I'm the prince, nigga. The general answers to the prince. I call the fucking shots, you dirty midget. Fucking albino nigga. Your problem is you got an inferiority complex. Don't blame.
And I heard exactly when I don't call no name.
And this is how Rasul said it, y'all.
Nigga talking about ain't nobody out in the game bigger than him. Let me explain this shit to y'all one more time. Okay? I created this shit in my mind long before it existed. Every motherfucking component. And that big nigga ain't have a part in putting together no component within this community.
This nigga just hit him with the, I built this gangster shit and this is the motherfucking thanks I get. I started this conscious shit and this is the thanks I get. This is how this nigga started, man.
At all. Okay? And I don't have to run this shit down no more. The way I judge motherfuckers is where was you at Eileen Setty, which is the first classic of all classics that ever came to New York.
Okay. Wait, was that an album? Did we miss it? We didn't get the album? He dropped the classic and nobody fucking knew about it? Come on, Sa-Ra, Suit, and Setty, man, you gotta let the people know, okay? Bruh.
And I might add to that I was already popping before Eileen Setty. Okay, so I don't want nobody to think just because I came to New York that somehow, nigga, I was already at True Bookstore every fucking Friday, uploading all the videos that's still classic today. I already did The Making of the White Man, one of my crucial lectures of all before Eileen said it. I already did The Black Woman is God, and many of you niggas got it confused about who brought that. Okay, I brought it. Okay, we can go back to Dr. Bean. But none of you motherfuckers knew that. Okay? I done one made it an everyday you know, phrase in the black power community that niggas still talking about right now today. Nigga, you tell me what lecture from any one of them niggas that's so classy that you just got to have it.
Man, I can't name none of them, not even yours.
And please.
Me for that shit. I'm not the reason you look like a fucking cracker, nigga. Dr. Umar ain't the reason you look like a fucking cracker. This ain't Sinetta talking. This me, nigga. I stands my own ground. I ride alone, nigga. I don't need nobody backing me. Fuck you calling niggas on the phone for? You got something to say to me? Why you calling men up on the phone for? Speak your speech, nigga. Speak your speech, nigga. Speak your speech. You built like that? I got some shit for you. I got some shit for you. Y'all ready for this, family? Y'all ready for this? I'm in Detroit Friday, nigga. I challenge you to a debate in your own fucking city. I'm in Detroit Friday, little nigga.
So supposedly these niggas is doing this shit right now. As we do this right now, these niggas supposed to be debating. I don't know if Sirai Super said he showed up, but they supposed to be debating right now.
Let's debate. My lecture will be from 6 to 8, and I charge Papa fucking Smurf, I charge Minnie Mouse to a 1 hour debate on who really runs the RBG Black Consciousness Movement, nigga. Fuck a YouTube, fuck a Facebook, you versus me in your town, nigga.
Please, please, that one title, one lecture having ass nigga, you're not a teacher, you're a preacher. And you need to stay in your lane. This music shit, this hip-hop dress, hip-hop African, the necklaces, the whole motherfucking swag, nigga, is me. Nigga, you came after Aleem said it. You came on a platform that was already laid out for you, nigga. So remember that you can't fuck with me. I'm too creative, nigga. I'm too creative for you, nigga. I come all out of bounds on you, nigga. You too stagnated, nigga. You too stagnant. That's what happened with all you niggas. See, y'all didn't have the ability to create. Y'all jumped in and rolled the train for a minute, but now the train coming to a screeching halt, bitch.
You got that Napoleon thing going on. You got that Napoleon. You see that date, August 21st, bitch. That's when I was born. 821, nigga, bring it. Bring it, motherfucker. Little dirty midget.
What the fuck his birthday got to do with anything?
Shit was getting out of here.
What the fuck does it have to do with anything?
I don't go around think about you, you broke ass nigga. Do you even have a job? Talking about you leading the RBG movement, nigga, and you living on your mama couch. How the fuck is you leading the movement and you living on your mama couch?
Hey, man. I don't know if I would want to go get like some psychiatric work done with Dr. Umar, man. He seemed pretty motherfucking angry to be a psychologist, bro. Like, I don't know if I really need to like go see somebody this amp, like ready to hit up on a nigga, like one of the gangster niggas I know in the street. Like, I don't know if that's something I should be doing or if anybody should be doing. If this is like the grand or the headmaster of a school, like, I don't know if we should be having this dude be the headmaster of the school when he just like the niggas on the street. I'm just saying.
Explain that shit to me. Who gonna follow a nigga who can't even get his own place to live, still got to live at his mother's? Do you even have a job, nigga? And then you bringing up female shit? You really wanna go there, family? You bringing up female shit? You really wanna go there, nigga? You better think twice, nigga. You fail to realize you dealing with the prince of this shit. You dealing with King Kong consciousness, right?
Oh, bitch. Oh no!
I didn't care.
King Kong consciousness. No.
Across people you done dealt with. I know chicks who didn't spend time with you, nigga. And they done all said the same thing. You's a broke ass nigga and you got two pennies to rub together and you gonna come at me, nigga?
Little boys this, little boys that. Then you switch it up. You might talk about the woman a couple times. Cause while you faking like you're teaching a son, you're trying to get in her pants. See, I don't have to be no nigga like that. Nigga, that came, nigga, I'm a king, nigga. I've been loved by the sisters for a very long time, so I know how to act. See, when a nigga, you know, get a little attention and a couple of sisters might come along with that. See, you don't know how to act. You don't know how to act when that shit.
So basically, just like rappers, I get hoes too. You trying to get that hoes, but I get hoes too. Like, I ain't even got to really worry about the hoes. Like, the hoes come to me. Like, you trying to really press up on these hoes by lying to them. Nigga, they just come to me because of who I am. Just like rappers. Just like rap. The lingo is different, but the shit is still the same.
Come along. See, I've been doing this shit for a mighty long time, so I ain't shocked like you, nigga. You know, you get a little queen come up to you and whisper in your ear and you done lost it all. You think you the man. You know, you're doing everything now. That's something, nigga. You're something right now. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be leading the sisters in the right way and all you want to do is get in their path. That's cool.
I knew you've been itching to hate because niggas been telling me over the years you've been saying little slick shit. I heard little slick shit out your mouth. Suit and tie niggas. Suit and tie niggas. Pussy, I got credentials. You ain't got none, you dirty nigga. Ain't you the same nigga who sold drugs to go to Kenneth? Didn't your dumb ass say that on YouTube? You sold drugs to go to Kenneth?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, man. You sold drugs to go to Kenneth? That's some fucked up shit. You really shouldn't sell drugs, man. Say no to drugs, kids. The hotep niggas is out here selling drugs so they can go take trips. Don't do that. Don't do it.
You counterproductive, degenerate motherfucker. Who wants to sell drugs to go to Kenneth, bitch?
Hold on. He spit on the camera, son.
Right here, nigga. Come drink.
This nigga beat the chest.
Told you consciousness.
King Kong consciousness.
But I knew you had to do it, nigga. They gas you and now they gonna ask you, nigga. They gas you, now they gonna ask you. Umar Johnson don't bother none of you niggas.
Oh man.
Well, the people do things.
Okay.
So
claim you got all this love and you hardly got any fucking money. How much you made on your GoFundMe, dirty nigga? Randy Macho Man said he's savage. Minnie Mouse, nigga, you got a million names. Tattoo from Fantasy Island, nigga. I know you mad, cause every chick you deal with gotta look down in your fucking face. You gotta look up at every female you deal with. You gotta look up at every female you deal with, nigga.
You gotta look up at every female you deal with, nigga.
I know you hating. I'm 6'3", nigga. I'm 6'3". I look down at the queen's face.
Oh, shit. I'm 6'3", nigga. They got to look up at me.
Gotta look up at your queen. You look in the mirror, you see a cracker. I look in the mirror, I see an African. I know why you hate me.
Okay, now y'all.
Hold on. Hold on. This is a common thing with this motherfucker here, man. Your man span and figured out and kind of peeped a little game here when it comes to this shit. For somebody who's supposed to be so much about the Pan-African movement, man, he's taking a lot of shots at Sairaj Suttansetti being light-skinned, so to speak, as if that somehow makes him less African or somehow less of a black man. When, you know, some of the more prominent leaders of the Black Power movement back in, like, the 60s and 70s, kind of light-skinned. You know, one of the people that come to mind would be Malcolm X. Another one would be Huey P. Newton. Hell, if you want to go even earlier than that, man, like Booker T. Washington wasn't like the darkest brother in the whole game, man. Like, kind of, it was some light-skinned brothers who were out there fighting for the cause. So I'm noticing that for somebody who claims to be a part of the Pan-African movement and being for the upliftment of the people, that he's also exhibiting a whole hell of a lot of colorism in this shit, man. Almost as bad as white folks. Almost as bad. Like that kind of, not even white folks. That kind of self-hatred is ingrained in niggas. Even to the point where you think that pointing out because this dude is light-skinned that he is somehow less than because you dark-skinned and you 6'3". That colorism shit even affects your supposed leaders, man. And it's coming out in this shit right here.
Y'all gonna try to say, oh, well, you know, let's have a tribunal. No, we need to have a tribunal for your ass. For all that goddamn money, nigga, that the people been sending you. And you ain't built no goddamn school. See, you asked for it. You asked for it. You know what I'm saying? You didn't know how to stay in your lane. You trying to capitalize off of what it seemed to be, you know, a downfall right now. You thinking you could creep in. Nigga, you ain't boss enough, man. Straight the fuck up. If you gonna be just like the last nigga who think he bigger than what he is. And then when the nigga serve you, I'ma serve you that plate, nigga. Cause you got to eat now.
Think I ain't studied your little nut ass, nigga? Think I ain't studied you? Every time you look in the mirror, you see a cracker, nigga. Every time you look in the mirror, you see a cracker, nigga. So you got to go extra hard because you trying to prove to yourself that you a black man. I ain't got that problem. I'm melanated, bitch. I'm melanated, bitch.
I'm melanated, bitch. I'm melanated, bitch. Yo, so was Malcolm going extra hard to try to prove he was a black man because he was light-skinned? Was Huey P. Newton going extra hard to prove he was a black man because he was light-skinned too? Like, what the fuck are you even talking about right now? These are the niggas that some of y'all choose to be y'all leaders, man. I've been clowning these motherfuckers for years. These are the niggas who have been claiming to be y'all leaders, man. Y'all flood my fucking timeline with videos of Dr. Umar. Dr. Umar coming to Detroit. I'm going to see him. Y'all flood my video. You know, like, I don't see Sarai Supensetti as much because he kind of like, he a local nigga here in Detroit. And some of y'all like, you know, he kind of eccentric, so to speak. But like, yo, this nigga Umar, man, been y'all champion. I know some of y'all, like, I know a lot of, like, my Hotep friends, because I do have some Hotep friends, man. Some of them ain't found a way. But I know some of my Hotep friends, y'all are quiet as shit. Y'all are hanging y'all fucking heads over the bullshit that both of these niggas are exhibiting right now while we party off of their foolishness.
When I look in the mirror, I see a black man. When you look in the mirror, you see a cracker, nigga. You don't think I can read right through your phony ass? You ain't warring with the cracker, nigga. You ain't fighting the cracker. You fighting the cracker within you.
That's deep. That's deep, man.
You fighting the cracker within you. That's your problem. You ain't at peace with yourself. You said I got a little belly, right, nigga? But guess what? I'm comfortable in my motherfucking skin. I love who the fuck I am, nigga. Ain't no problems over here with the Prince of Pan-Africanism. I'm straight.
Not the Prince of Pan-Africanism. Hey, I'm gonna tell you right now, Mr. Span, the Imperial Grand Master of Logic, Common Sense, and Redundancy, that nobody cares, B. Nobody cares.
Why the fuck you looking at my chest for, you pro-homo nigga? What you looking at my chest for? What you looking at my stomach for, nigga?
Okay, that's another thing, too, when it comes to a lot of these Hotep niggas, man. And this kind of goes into a lot of the shit that I've seen over the course of the last couple years, man, especially concerning, like, say, for instance, the Black Lives Matter movement. It's a lot of homophobia with you motherfuckers, man. All you Hotep-ass niggas, all you ashy logic-having motherfuckers, it's a lot of homophobia with you motherfuckers, right? And so, like, you have a problem with gay people. You have a problem with even your sisters having any sort of prominent leadership roles in the movement. So, like, you'll see niggas like him. You'll see niggas like Tariq Nasheed. You'll see niggas like Sarai Supensetti kind of poo-pooing the Black Lives Matter movement because it's led by queer black people, right? Gay black people who are actually standing up and bringing attention to and bringing voice to a lot of the shit that's happening with black people while you niggas are fighting amongst each other over who's the leader of this black Pan-African movement, right? They actively out there going out there and challenging white supremacy on a daily basis. It might not be the tactic that you would particularly choose to use, but they are actively out there fighting those same institutions. But some of y'all got issues with gay people. Y'all got issues with women. And so because the Black Lives Matter movement has a plethora of all of that, you won't necessarily put as much support behind that in a way that you would kind of hope they was putting behind y'all ashy asses.
You think I waste any time looking at your nut ass?
So you need to go somewhere, you know, find you a treadmill, and get your big ass up there, nigga, and lose some of them goddamn bellies, nigga, and come up all the fuck with me and mine, nigga. You can call whoever the fuck y'all want to call, and whoever, and my motherfucking, I'm like, fuck you, flat out. I built this, motherfucker. I built this. And whatever I build, I'm gonna fucking defend it. Black the fuck out.
I know why you hate me. What you say? You was on the scene before I popped? Nigga, I've been putting in work before you even knew me, nigga.
Is that right?
Took me a while to pop, because niggas was hating, and they knew once I got to the stage, it'd be a rap for you niggas. And that's...
Nigga, I've been in a lab working on my shit, nigga. I've been in a lab putting verses together, putting, like, sharpening my motherfucking steel, nigga. You don't want it with me, nigga. So now that I'm on the stage, nigga, now y'all hating. But I've been in the lab working, nigga. I've been working on this shit for years, nigga. Y'all don't want it.
That's exactly what happened. Straight to the top over fucking night. Straight to the type overnight. You run around talking about, I'm booked, I'm booked, I'm booked. Nigga, you almost 50. I'm booked, I'm booked, I'm booked. Nigga, you 50.
You supposed to be a fucking psychologist. You supposed to be a fucking psychologist. This is what you doing. Come on, man.
That's all you got is a couple lectures, a couple motherfuckers paying you a couple hundred dollars to come plagiarize and regurgitate niggas' work? You dealing with a real scholar here, published nigga. But guess what? Friday night, ain't gonna be no plagiarizing Friday night, nigga.
I wonder if they plagiarizing tonight. They supposed to be arguing tonight. I wonder if they plagiarizing tonight.
I don't want to see no fucking PowerPoints. Marcus Garvey didn't run around with no fucking PowerPoints. Dr. King run around with no fucking PowerPoints. Patrice Lumumba run around with no fucking PowerPoints. Harry Holland Garnett run around with no fucking PowerPoints, nigga.
Probably because they couldn't. I don't think PowerPoint was available when they was doing their thing, man. I'm just saying. I don't think they really could. But they, if they had the tool available to them, they probably would have been using PowerPoints, bro.
Alexander Crumway ain't running around with no fucking PowerPoints, nigga. Thomas Sankara ain't running around with no fucking PowerPoints, nigga. I'm not running around with no fucking PowerPoints, bitch. This is leadership. You said you the leader. It's time to put the fuck up or shut up. RBG, nigga. I'm the king. You want it? Come get it. And
he just called himself the prince a minute ago. He was the prince, now he the king. Nigga, make up your mind.
Your city, Friday night, answer the question, nigga. I don't need to do no preparation for your simp ass. Fuck you talking about. Fuck you talking about. You ain't built for that shit.
And you got to ride, you got to build your own way. Now, nobody riding on my back no more. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all niggas ain't big enough to call me to no tribunal. Flat out. I'm not no little nigga like this. Nigga, I've been out here doing work for 15 years. I don't know none of you motherfuckers. Fuck y'all. Flat the fuck out. My elders is right here in Detroit. You know,
I'm Kemper, right? No, like, yo, real talk though. Outside of all this bullshit, Sarasu said he sounds just like a Detroit nigga though. I don't know none of you niggas, man. Fuck y'all. He sound just like a Detroit nigga, man.
Wow, that's my elder. Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark is my elder. And I remember exactly how they taught me and what they taught me. And I don't give a fuck who you are. If you're not on the lines of Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark and Pianki Man Kemper Rock, you ain't calling Seti the shit. You ain't calling me shit, nigga. I'm a rebel and a motherfucking outlaw. And the reason why my spirit was so very necessary is to come out of this oligarchy of no inactivity ass elders who don't give a fuck about the community unless there's an economic plan in it for them, okay? But when niggas is down here brawling and you ain't saying nothing, a lot of the elders seen what was happening with me and Pharaoh today. This past weekend. Nobody called in. Nobody. So y'all went to what? Plan?
You can't hate it away. But the jig is up now, Randy Savage. The jig is up, Hulk Hogan. That WWE, WWF shit you done pulled, that shit played out now, nigga.
Hey, but this is exactly what the both of y'all sound like, though. This is what y'all sound like.
50 years old, making home fucking videos, nigga. Check my videos. I don't even have a YouTube channel, nigga. And I got more videos than all you niggas. I don't have a YouTube channel, and I got more videos than all of y'all. I ain't got to promote myself. That's the love I get. Clown ass nigga. Talking about, I'm booked. I'm booked. You's a simp ass nigga. You want to talk to me, nigga? You want a face-to-face conversation? You want a debate? Conflict? Whatever the fuck you want. 215-989-9858. And this ain't got shit to do with no shit going on in New York, nigga.
Hey, how many of y'all called that number since this shit came out, man? Real talk, man. Hit me up on the hotline, area code 313-288-0485. Let me know, man. Did y'all call this motherfucker's number? What did y'all get when y'all called?
This is Umar Johnson talking for Umar Johnson. So don't bring nobody else in it, because I stands my ground, nigga. You should have never spoke my name, little dirty-ass midget. It ain't my fault your ass only 5 feet tall. It ain't my fault you only 5 feet tall.
Hey, bruh, like, why you keep repeating yourself?
Fuck, you gonna get mad at me, because you's a midget. What that got to do with me? What that got to do with me? Napoleon, you gotta...
Wait. Does this nigga have a notebook? Was he, like, writing down shit to say to so, like, he could figure out what it was he was gonna talk about next? Oh, shit, he just like... Hell no.
Napoleon complex. You gotta go extra.
So hold up. Yo, I'm gonna talk about he been short on this one. Hold on, let me make a note of that. This nigga is 5 feet tall. Talk about it. Okay.
Hard. You gotta fabricate this alpha male shit because you don't feel secure in yourself. I'm a psychologist, nigga. You don't think I can read you? I'm a psychologist, nigga.
Okay? I'm gonna serve you that plate. Now you got to eat. You know good goddamn well, I'ma stay booked. Okay? I'ma stay booked. Y'all want a war? I'll bring it to you.
Hey, where's Cyrus Super said he booked that though? Like real talk. Like he staying booked. Who is y'all? Who is the niggas like that's like, yo, we got to get Cyrus Super Steady up in here and he got to speak? Where they at? Like, who are these niggas? Like, Cyrus Super Steady staying booked. Who are the niggas who are like, yo, we got to get him up in here? Like, real talk, we got to have the general up in here.
I bring it to you. It's not a problem. I do you niggas too. Not a problem. Every motherfucking day. Because y'all worthless. Y'all only come in when y'all trying to assume some power. When niggas was out here and wasn't no elders out here, nigga. You didn't say shit. When niggas was out here rumbling and shit, you didn't say shit. Now you're thinking you can come in through the back door and seize power. Nigga, y'all don't know where these young Africans is going. I know where they going. You ain't got the heart, nigga, to deal with this type of bush, nigga. So you need to stay up there with them suit and tie niggas, dawg. Because I'm going to give you that work. And I'm not the one you want to work run into. Because I'm going to make sure that every time I throw a dagger in your ass, nigga, is one that you can't pull out.
I'm not paying you. Cause you do nothing for me. I sells out everywhere the fuck I go. I don't need you, nigga. You are no benefit to my fucking movement. You bro.
Okay, so he sells out. It's about the bread. I sells out everywhere I go. It's about the bread. It's about the bread. They telling on themselves, man. They are telling on their motherfucking self. Listen to them.
Broke ass nigga. I'll send you some taxi fare, nigga. Three questions. The first question, what have you done for your people that you wasn't paid for in the past 15 years since you keep on screaming that shit? Question number two, what is the platform and ideology of your so-called movement? And then I'm gonna lay mine down for Team Pan-African, IMIPAP, and then the third movement. What is your solutions to the...
Oh, is that the acronym I was asking for earlier? Cool.
The problems affecting us as African people, you fucking midget. You little Napoleon. Answer that shit. And
my name bigger than everybody. Yeah, your belly bigger than everybody's too. But then nobody asked you that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Your titties bigger than everybody else too. But then nobody asked you. See, you talking. See, and you should have stayed in your lane. But I guess you done ran out of, you know, old ladies and, you know, thirsty sisters to pimp. So now you're looking for a new goddamn arena. Okay? Stay in your motherfucking lane, homie. You played yourself. Now watch me move. Let's see how big your words is, nigga. Watch me move across this motherfucker. Like I'm ice skating. I'm gonna just skate across this motherfucker. Nigga, don't nobody want to hear that garbage no more, nigga. You an old preacher, nigga, with the same old sermon. God damn, man, that's all y'all niggas talk about, little boys. Little boy, y'all don't switch it up no time.
You clown. You's a clown-ass nigga. Niggas gas.
Oh, no. That was some homophobic-ass shit, too, though. That was some homophobic ass shit too, though. He's basically trying to say this dude going out here molesting little boys, man. Peep what they talking about. Peep what it is they saying. They telling on themselves all the time. Y'all not paying attention to these dumb motherfuckers.
Asked you, wasn't nobody talking to you. I said the elders needed a meeting with all of us, and you gonna disrespect? You gonna say fuck the elders? You don't give a fuck about no elders, nigga? What kind of hypocrite is you, motherfucker? Who told you to speak my name, nigga? You done bit off more than you can chew. I'm the Sean Carter this shit. I'm the Christopher Wallace of this shit.
Oh!
You mad because I said no name ring louder than mine? That's what tipped you off, bitch? It's the truth, though, ain't it? It's the truth, though, ain't it? Don't no name ring hotter than mine. I don't give a fuck who don't like it, nigga.
Omar coming. Omar coming.
I told you, if you want the title, you got to come take it.
You don't never call on an elder. You don't never say, let me thank this elder for leading the way in this area. Thieving ass. Don't even give credit to the ancestors and elders. And then nigga go come out here talking about a tribunal. What? Nigga, you played yourself with that one, nigga. That's cool, my nigga. Ain't nobody mad at you, you know. But why, nigga? Why you come out in the open and want to throw shade on the nigga knowing you wide open like that?
Now, funny thing is, man, as much as these niggas are homophobic as hell, they use terminology created by our brothers and sisters in the LGBTQ community. That being throwing shade as one of them. They probably don't know that, but they using it anyway.
I don't understand. You gonna call on the tribunal and nigga, people been talking about your ass for the last 2 years. Okay, you starting with tribunals, start with your own.
All right,
okay.
Man, this was...
Like I said.
What is the difference? This competition, this...
Okay, this is...
We need an all-black...
No, we don't.
This shit is looking like WWE.
Yeah.
This shit is looking... Okay. Teddy and Farrell. It makes no...
Okay.
Get it out your mouth.
He's still talking.
Out there. Okay. Isn't here?
Is he done?
So you knew that.
Okay. So I guess it's the end of the video, man, because my man giving his own commentary, and I'm not really trying to... Like, be disrespectful to my mans, but we weren't really here for his commentary. I appreciate him putting those clips together, man, for us here. And I'm definitely going to shout this brother out. Matter of fact, let me see if I can go to his YouTube channel. So if you guys want to check out any more of his stuff, this is Mike Larry 2010. Mike Larry 2010 over on YouTube, man. He's got 16,000 subscribers over on YouTube, man. So go over there to Mike Larry 2010 if you're interested in that brother's commentary, man. That's not what we were doing here at the Span Report. We pretty much was here for the comedy that was Umar Johnson and Sarah Sutenseti, man. Real talk. But before we get done with them, I want to shout out whoever it was who came up with this meme about the special hotep unit. And we here at the Span Report decided that it would only be justice done if we did an audio version of that meme. So check this out. In the black community, pseudo-consciously based offenses are considered especially heinous. In the Yonk Right, the dedicated misogynists who perpetuate frauds are members of an elite squad known as the special hotep unit. These are their stories. That's what we just got finished fucking watching, goddammit. The special hotep goddamn unit, man. Now, like I said, man, these guys talk about, you know, like this whole entire thing, man, it was like a rap beef, WWF kind of shit, man. They talk like their egos are so fucking big, man. It's not about the people, it's about themselves, man. They are self-promoting, ego-driven some bitches. Real talk, it has never been about the people. It's always been about them lining up their own fucking pockets. These guys in particular. And I'm speaking about guys like Sarah Sutenseti, Dr. Umar Johnson, quote unquote, Dr. Umar Johnson, Boyce Watkins, Tariq Nasheed's shady ass. Like, all of these motherfuckers, man. all of them are shifty as fuck. And then they kind of pulled the wool over a lot of folks' eyes, man. Like, you know, and that was another thing too, man. As you know, we kind of like get away from this bullshit here, but like one of the things, man, like what I would see, man, like sometimes folks will be like, yo, they brought me to the knowledge, man. Like, what knowledge was it that they were bringing you to that also included telling you how wrong homosexuality is and how as black people, we weren't privy to homosexuality before the white man brought it to us? Because that's one of the things that these motherfuckers kind of teach too. Or the kind of bullshit where somebody like Yada will say that black women going through having their periods is something that was brought to them by the white people, that black women weren't naturally having periods. It's not something that naturally happens to them. And white folks brought that to us, right? What knowledge did they bring you to? It's a lot of bullshit tied into whatever knowledge it is that they call themselves bringing you to. And sometimes I feel like I'm a bit privileged, man, because like some of this stuff were things that I was exposed to early on, man, like especially when it comes to the knowledge, so to speak. A lot of this stuff, man, was stuff that I was privy to when I was 17, 18 years old. And, you know, I've had an opportunity not only to read up on a lot of this shit myself, but to have courses in high school concerning a lot of the history and the periods that they're talking about. This other shit is something entirely different. And it's a cottage industry where you got niggas like Sabra Sudunseti and Umar Johnson and Tariq Nasheed going across the country to let, you know, to kind of speak to people. And some of these people who feel like they're being brought to the knowledge are also being fed some bullshit. Right? So you got that going on, man. And another thing too was that like, and this is something that like has kind of been like a recent thing. And I've seen this earlier on. A friend of mine, man, guy I went to high school with, came out with a shirt. And it was about hoteps. And it was like the definition of hoteps, right? And I remember there was an article written on Black Girl Nerds about my homie Wendell. As a matter of fact, Wendell has been a guest here on the Spare Report. Me and Wendell went to high school together. And you know, they were basically kind of breaking down where, like, they felt like, you know, the use of the term hotep and the way that we use it now is fucked up because of its negative connotation. And instead of being mad at the people who have given this word its negative connotation, they're mad at the people who describe those very same motherfuckers, right? Who use the word and also engage in homophobia, misogyny, and what have you, right? A lot of ahistorical perspectives, so to speak, on a lot of different things concerning black folks. And it's like it's almost like how when white folks are mad at protesters for the fact that they're protesting as opposed to being mad at what they're protesting about. It's sort of the same thing where like you got a lot of people who are mad that there are people who are mad that you're using the word hotep to describe somebody who uses the word but also engages in homophobia and misogyny, right? And they're so upset about the use. Like, y'all hijacked this word and y'all took a word that was so positive and made it into something negative. Like, no, the people who are using this word or the people who would describe themselves as hoteps, these are the actions. These are the things that they have projected upon this word, not the people who are describing them. If you got a problem with how people are using this word to describe those folks, then you may have to address the very people that they're talking about, because they're the ones who have given this word a negative connotation. Those are the people you need to be talking to. In much the same way that when you get mad at protesters for protesting an injustice, instead of being mad at the protesters, be mad at the shit that they're protesting about. Be mad at the shit that they're mad about. If you really want to see some change as far as, you know, what you're mad about, as far as the word being hijacked or, you know, the issue that people are protesting about, But it's always easy, man. It's always easy to kind of like, you know, attack this peripheral sort of thing and not deal with the actual issue that the peripheral thing is focusing on. Very fucking easy. And that's why so many people do it. And a lot of folks aren't necessarily thinking about it. They're not really thinking about it on that level. They're thinking about what's right in front of them. Okay, why are these people mad? Or why are these people using this word to describe these folks? They just want to deal with what's right there in front of them and not necessarily think about what the underlying and the root cause is. And because folks don't really necessarily want to deal with what the root cause of a lot of problems are, man, look, man, we're going to continue to be dealing with bullshit. Like, I mean, that just kind of is what it is, man. And like I said before, earlier on, man, like when it comes to, you know, when it comes to like a lot of these hoteps, man, and of course, you know, I've been calling these guys some frauds for quite a long time. But like, these are the people who champion not necessarily being supportive of Black Power movements who are actively addressing white supremacy head on. These are their critics, right? These are their critics. So when you decide that you don't necessarily, well, I don't fuck with Black Lives Matter, man. They held up a freeway, man. I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah, you might not necessarily have anything to do with why Black Lives Matter is protesting, but you also may not necessarily be affected by why Black Lives Matter is protesting until they decided they were going to block that motherfucking freeway. So now it's inconvenient for you. Somebody died. You're being inconvenienced. Be mad at the reason why somebody died where they didn't have to. And I go back to the homosexuality and the misogyny that is like rampant among a lot of these hotep, ashy logic, having ass niggas. Because these same dudes have issues with gay people, women being in leadership positions, fighting for the liberation and equal treatment of Black folks. I haven't seen Umar out here doing anything for the equal treatment of Black folks. I haven't seen Sarah Sutansetti out here doing anything for the better treatment of Black folks. They may be doing something. I'm not privy to it. So I'm not one of those kind of motherfuckers where I'm like, oh, I ain't see it. So when it didn't happen, they may be. I haven't seen it. It's possible. But what I do see them doing is lining their own fucking pockets. I do see them raising money for schools that haven't been built. I do see them raising money so they can go take trips and shit. I see that. I don't see the work. I see lectures. I see them dropping speeches like they're mixtapes. I see them battling each other as opposed to promoting the upliftment of the people in a tangible way. That's what I see when I think of Tariq Nasheed, Umar Johnson, Sarah Sutansetti, Yada, Boyce Watkins, and a lot of these other motherfuckers. That's what I see. Right? So you got that going on, man. And it's almost like, you know, you have to kind of put it in plain terms for a lot of these niggas, man. Like, I've been saying this for a couple years now, man. These dudes are fucking hustlers. Hustlers. And it's high time that they got, like, this light shone on them to show their true motherfucking colors. And funny thing about it, man, they did it to themselves, man. Nobody had to do it to them. Nobody had to do it to them. About as mainstream as I think Dr. Umar got was the Roland Martin, like fucking with Roland Martin on TV One. That's it. I haven't seen him nowhere else other than on your YouTube channel shouting down a lesbian for telling her how wrong her being a lesbian and homosexuality is for black folks or anything else, or shouting down the church for, you know, taking all of the money out of the neighborhood, which is something that I do agree with, that a lot of these churches aren't doing anything or aren't doing enough for the neighborhoods in which they reside, or calling black folks trifling for not giving him more money for his school. Right. Right. So, yeah, man. That shit was funny. That shit was funny. It was epic. It was kind of the reason why I wanted to do this show. So, yeah, that has been going on. And, yeah, that kind of ran a little bit long, man. I didn't expect us to be going on for as long as we've been going on. But it is time for us to get to our other segments. And we have a new ass hat.
Yo, we got some hats now, motherfuckers.
And, of course, our ass hat this week, man. As a matter of fact, not this week. For the year. Ass hat of the year goes to the Trump supporter, right? And the Trump supporter gets the ass hat of the year award because Donald Trump, I'm not going to call him like Trump as president. I'm going to call him President Chump or whatever. I refuse to acknowledge that dude as fucking POTUS, right? And I've never felt that way about anybody, but I don't like this dude at all, right? But Donald Trump supporters have overlooked his racism, his misogyny, his xenophobia, his Islamophobia, and flat out indecency to elect this motherfucker to the highest office in the land, right? They have voted against their own principles. They voted against their own interests. And they hope that a lot of us will embrace him, like give him a chance. As if we were supposed to ignore all of the bullshit that he said and or done and or like the messages that he's embraced since he's been running for president of the United States. So we're supposed to ignore that you would put Dr. Ben Carson as the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development when he's a fucking doctor. And he, and not only that, he's already said that he doesn't feel like he's qualified for any cabinet position. But you're going to give him housing and urban development as a spot for him to be. Where you could have put him as fucking Surgeon General. Just saying. He's a doctor. Well, you would appoint someone who is in Betsy DeVos, who has never been to a public school, has never enrolled in a public school, hasn't enrolled any of her children in public schools, and you will put her as the leader of the Department of Education. Where you would appoint a governor in Rick Perry, who said in a debate when he was actually running for president that the Department of Energy was a department that he would get rid of. He is now the, supposedly the Secretary of Energy, a department he didn't even think there was a need for. Where you would actually assign chief strategist position to Bannon, Stephen Bannon. When Steve Bannon is a known white supremacist, right-wing extremist propagandist, he's your chief strategist in the White House. And you think that the vast majority of folks who did not vote for this motherfucker are supposed to just coalesce and say, hey, you know, we lost, okay? It's all good now, man. Fuck you. And fuck every last one of y'all who voted for this bitch. Every single one of y'all suck my dick. That's how I feel, man. That's how I feel. Y'all deserve the ass hat of the year. Every last one of you Trump supporters who voted for him, everything. I can't wait till he backs out on one of these promises that he's made to y'all. There are already folks who have voted for him who are worried about their Obamacare going away. People over in West Virginia who thought that coal jobs were coming back, even though the coal jobs were fucking killing them. want the coal jobs to come back, but they also want to keep that Obamacare that he vowed to get rid of. So all of you Trump supporters, you guys get the Asshat of the Year Award here at the Spare Report. But as 2016 comes to an end, we got to finish it off right. We got to finish it off with a champ. So here we go. All right, our champ of the week this week is the social justice warrior. And not only the champ of the week, champ of the fucking year. The social justice warrior is the champ of the year here at the Spare Report podcast, man. And the reason that I made the social justice warrior the champ, man, is in the face of, like, not only systemic oppression and state-sponsored resistance, the quote-unquote social justice warrior had to contend with, like, the cynical assholes who don't do nothing but, like, sit on the sidelines and critique their work. The work is thankless. You know what I mean? Like, when shit goes wrong, people like, well, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And if you don't get there fast enough, like, where the fuck was you at? The social justice warrior. Like, the social justice warrior is a term that motherfuckers try to use to insult people who fight for the rights of other motherfuckers. Meanwhile, letting bullshit motherfuckers like Sahra Sudamseti and Umar Johnson and Tariq Nasheed and Boyce Watkins and Yada and all these other motherfuckers, giving them a straight up pass. Which is why I don't give a fuck about calling anybody a social justice warrior. I look at that shit as like a badge of honor. If somebody call you a social justice warrior, be like, damn, bruh, thanks. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Flip that shit on them bitches. Flip it on them. Appreciate it. Because it's coming from cynical people who ain't doing shit. And it's coming from people who don't see themselves benefiting, who can't monetarily benefit from the work that you guys are doing. Who can't see no further than themselves in the grand scheme of things. A lot of these people y'all call social justice warriors are doing work that are affecting all of us. That is affecting all of us. And it's thankless, man. And in a time where we have a Donald Trump administration coming in, the work that these social justice warriors do is sorely needed and is going to be needed in the future, at least for the next 4 years. So I salute the social justice warrior. It is not a pejorative coming from me. I salute the quote unquote social justice warrior, and they are the champ of the year here at the Spare Report podcast, man. Real talk. It is time for me to go. But before I do, let me say this. We are coming upon a new year, man. Shout out to everybody who's made it through this year alive, safely, in good health, prosperous. And for the new year, I wish for you and I pray for you health, good health, prosperity, happiness, justice, and everything good, man. Everything good. Growth. Everything, man. 2017 is coming. 2016 is the end of, is coming to its end. Man, make 2017 your year. Be prosperous. Be happy. Be all of those things, man. Despite all of the bullshit that we have to go through, despite all of the bullshit that folks are trying to bring into your life, man. Despite all of that bullshit, man, I implore everybody to just try to be as happy as they fucking can. know, like however they can, so long as it don't hurt nobody else, right? So long as it don't hurt nobody else. But yeah, man, I have got to go. You guys know how to get in touch with me, man. Y'all know how to do it. It's in the show notes. I say it all the time. Get at me. Be safe for the New Year holiday, man. Don't bust no guns up in the air. It's stupid. Ring some bells or something, man. Light some firecrackers or something. They sell them shits all year long now, right? But be safe, man. And happy holidays, man. Happy New Year. And I will see you guys on the other side of this here thing, man. So until next time, fam. Peace.